The arrival in Copenhagen. 3 more travel hours brought them at midnight to Kiel, on the Baltic Sea. Soon they were at rest in assigned staterooms of a little steamer, bound for Korsør, a port city on the west side of the large Danish island of Schellen. Then came another train ride across to Copenhagen on the east coast of the island. The traveling party arrived Friday morning at 10 a.m. They were met at the Copenhagen station by John G. Madison and Knud Brorsen. The two men had been working there since spring, and in spite of difficulties, had started a church of about 20 members. Madison took his guests by hack to Osterfarmagsgade 49, now number 73, and then to the Madison's apartment on the 6th floor. There were no lifts to speed the ascent. But once Ellen White got settled, she was very much impressed with the view she had from her sky parlor. "It is closer to heaven up here," Europeans often say of their high apartments. The view from our windows was very fine. Just across the street were beautiful grounds which had the appearance of an extensive park or garden. We were somewhat surprised to learn that it was a cemetery. Evergreen hedges separated the enclosures, and choice flowers and shrubs were scattered everywhere. Looking off toward the sea, she saw the windmills, and to the right of that the golden dome of Alexander Nevsky's Russian Orthodox Church. Not far away she discovered the Kommune Hospital. She was surprised to learn the sick were provided with everything: room, food, bedding for 30 cents per day. And then she commented, "This is one of Copenhagen's blessings, especially for the poorer class, who must suffer with want of proper care and conveniences if it were not for this merciful provision. The Danes are rightly proud of their medical system and the provisions that are made for the care of the citizens, especially the poor." On Thursday, after meeting a dental appointment, she returned to her room by way of a beautiful artificial lake, the charm of which took away some of the pain of the dentist's chair. She commented on the fine sturdy buildings of Copenhagen and its large grand blocks, which reminded her of Oakland and San Francisco, California.